Welcome to Kingdom Wealth Alliance Church, where our vision is to create a community where everyone experiences a blessed and a prosperous lifestyle, passionately pursuing God and His excellence. We aim to add value to both the church and the broader community through our dedicated service, recognizing that we are not meant to journey alone, choosing joy, prosperity, and good health in all aspects of our life. We foster a culture of honor for Jesus and others. Our mission is to spread God's blessings and empower the upcoming generation with kingdom wealth possibility and restore life through the transformative power of God's Word. We aim to demolish poverty strongholds, preach a balanced prosperity gospel, and integrate business, ministry, and heavenly living through biblical principles. With a standing ovation, let's make welcome Dr. Richard A. Welts.
Sit down for a few minutes. Matthew 28, verse 18. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Say ownership. I'm not hearing you. Say ownership. Jesus speaking here. He said, do not be afraid. Do not be troubled. All authorities in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Child of God, it's very important for us to know that God creates you to be a man and a woman of ownership, but not to be a beggar. God creates you to be a giver, but not to be a beggar. God creates you in the realm of abundance, but not to walk in the season of scarcity. Our God is a God of abundance. Our God is a God of harvest. Our God is a God of multiplication. Our God is a God of increase. So therefore, none of His children is designed, none of His children is permitted to walk in the realm of scarcity. To walk and to demonstrate ownership means that you have abundant results. To walk in the realm of ownership means that you have more than enough to give. To walk in the realm of ownership means that you not live a realm of all possibility. Where your actions speak louder than your voice. Where you don't need to talk much, but your actions speak louder. Where you don't need to tell too much stories, but your bank account speak the action. Where you don't need to convince people, but your actions convince people. Where you don't need to speak too much grammar, but your action backs you up. It's a realm of ownership. The realm of ownership is a realm of self-confidence. When you live a life of abundance, you live a life of self-confidence. Nothing moves you. Nothing under heaven is new to you. Any problem that comes your way is solvable by the reason and by the mystery of ownership. Many of us today, when we receive a call from home, we have not even picked the call. We are already panicking. Who is calling? What are they going to ask for this time around? I just sent 40,000 last week. Why is this person calling me? It's because you have not walked into that realm. It's because you are still walking in the realm of scarcity. But for someone under the sound of my voice, this morning you will walk in that realm of ownership. You will walk in that realm of ownership. The realm of ownership is the realm of abundance. The realm of ownership is the realm of multiplication. The realm of ownership is the realm of having more than enough. The realm of ownership is the realm of walking on top of the financial situation. The realm of ownership is the realm where men have the financial solution to the situation that is happening in our country today. The realm of ownership is that realm where men walk with style. They are not afraid. They walk with all kind of audacity. They are not afraid to receive call. They are not afraid. They don't tell lies on the phone. Anywhere they are, they tell you, this is where I am. Whatever that comes to them, they have a solution to it. Why? Because they live in the realm of ownership. The realm of ownership is the realm where men have control over the earth. The realm of ownership is the realm where men have control over government. The realm of ownership is the realm where men decide what happened to the exchange rate of the currency. The realm of ownership is the realm where some certain men decide what happened in the economy of a nation. The realm of ownership is the realm where the key of a nation is in your hand. I prophesy for 20 people under the sound of my voice, the economy of this nation will hear your voice. The economy of Nigeria will hear your voice. The economy of this nation will hear your voice. You will no longer be afraid of the situation of the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Joseph walked in that realm of ownership. When Joseph walked into the palace, the king gave him power to the realm of ownership. And the king said to Joseph, you shall decide what happened in my economy. You shall be in charge of what happened in my economy. For someone under the sound of my voice, the nation key will be in your hands. The key of the nation will be in your hands. Are you not aware when the president got into power, he made some statement and he said there are few persons that controls the economy of Nigeria. He said these people have influence. These people have power. These people have territories. They have taken over territories. But I will try to make sure I bring them down. Even the president was afraid of them. These are men that have walked in the realm of ownership in the nation. They decide what will happen to the currency tomorrow. They decide what will happen to the nation tomorrow. But in the kingdom of God, God is raising up armies. God is raising up giants that will determine what will happen to the body of Christ, that will determine what will happen to the nations, that will determine what will happen to the currencies, what will happen to the marketplace. If that is you, let me hear that amen like a thunder. The realm of ownership is the realm every child of God wants to walk on. It's a realm where when you speak, people listen. When is a realm where when people see you, they stand up and they want to watch you speak. Because it's a realm we call talk and do. It's not a realm of story. It's a realm of talk and do. Why will you be lying to somebody for something you know you have in your bank account times 100? The highest delay is that bank is not working today. Meet me tomorrow. Let me tell you the truth today. No matter how spiritual you are, if you don't walk in this realm, your spirituality will turn to frustration. No matter how anointed you are, if you don't walk in this realm of ownership, your anointing will turn to annoyance. No matter how spiritual you are, if you don't walk in this realm, nothing will hear your voice. Salvation is free, but the gospel is heavy. The gospel is heavy. The gospel is heaven. As I speak to you now, there are people watching me around the world. It's not free. We pay for it. The gospel is heaven. Those who don't work in that realm, no one ever hear their voice till they die. There are churches in Nigeria today. They have been existing for 20 years, but people don't even hear about them. The man of God is anointed. The people are gifted. The singers are anointed. The pastor wife is, she's a prophetess, but nobody hear about them because they don't have what it takes to push the work. But the day they will walk into that realm of ownership, when anointing meet magnification, what happened is explosion of blessing. You are anointed and you are blessed. Even the witches in your village will be afraid of you. Anointing and monetification. Then people will monetize you. Who will monetize you when they don't hear your voice? How will the world hear the message God have given to you when they have not heard your voice? How will they bless you when they have not heard your voice? How will they support your ministry when they have not heard your voice? How will they give to you when they have not heard your voice? No wonder the people of the world said the rich are getting richer, the poor men are getting poorer. Because the door of visibility is what makes the difference. The door of visibility. For those that have saw by the roadside, they will be able to tell you more about the story than to those that have saw by the street. They don't make the same sales every day. Their sales are never to be compared. The difference of the sales is continent apart. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you today. The gate of visibility will be open to you. The gate of visibility will be open to you. I said the gate of visibility will be open to your family. Anointed men are here in Nigeria, but no one is hearing about them. How will people know the product you are selling when you don't have the resources to advertise it? The world has gone so digital that people need to see what you sell online before they can reach out to you. I can tell you for free, those who display their product online without shops, they are selling higher than those that have a shop. Quote me anywhere. I will tell you, all the gadgets we've ever ordered in this ministry around the other organization we have, we've never been to any shop. We order them and they deliver. And I'm here to announce to you, there are people that own shop that will not make that kind of sales in a day. But in the mighty name of Jesus, may God lift you. May God magnify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, after today, nations will hear your voice. Nations will hear your voice. The land of Nigeria will hear your voice. The land of Nigeria will hear your voice. The land of Lagos, where you live, will hear your voice. Your neighborhood will hear your voice. The city will hear your voice. No wonder the Bible tells me the other day, it said there are men that are blessed in the city, and there are men that are blessed beyond the city. There are men that are blessed in the countries, and there are men that are blessed beyond the borders. In the mighty name of Jesus, I push you to do well in the city. I push you to do well in the country. I push you to do well beyond the country. The blessing is what makes the difference. All powers in heavens and in earth has been given to me. Say to me, personalize it. I say personalize it. Personalize it. Personalize it. All power has been given to me. All power will be given to me. The power of protection will be given to me. The power to make wealth will be given to me. I am the Lord that giveth power to make wealth. And the word of God is saying, all the power will be given to me. in the mighty name of Jesus. May God remember you for good. May God remember you for good. May God remember you for good. In the mighty name of Jesus. How can you carry God power and no one is hearing your voice? What a blessed morning. All power. Many of us claim that powers have been given to us. But at night, witches still come and press us at night. At night, we still have nightmare. But we claim all power that has been given to us. But in the mighty name of Jesus, from today, you will carry genuine power. You will carry genuine power. You will carry genuine power. The realm of ownership is the realm of blessing. But no man can walk in God's blessing without faith. No man can ever walk in God's blessing without faith. For you to dominate this earth with God's blessing, you must have walked in faith with God. You must have walked in faith with God. Because sometimes the instruction of God might not make sense to us. Sometimes the instruction of God might not make sense to us. How can a prophet walk to a widow that have no food? And the only food she had was the food she was supposed to eat with her child and die. And the prophet went to the woman and said, "Woman, prepare me that meal." To me, it doesn't make sense. To some people, it doesn't make sense. But the woman, by faith, obeyed the prophet. By faith, she obeyed the prophet. And she gave the prophet the meal. And the Bible recorded, the woman in her lifetime lived a life of abundance. God's instruction might not make sense to us. How can a message be delivered to a woman and say, "You shall be pregnant and you shall have a child," when the woman know not a man? It doesn't make sense to anybody. But by faith, she succumbed to that authority. By faith, she believed. Many of us today, we have issue with our believing system. Our believing system has been corrupt. Anytime instruction is given, we think it on the other way around and say, "Hey, the man of God needs money. The man of God is saying this thing for his own benefit." But in the mighty name of Jesus, may God increase your faith. May God increase your faith.